AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump again is suggesting a deal is near to ease the fighting in Gaza.
As he left the White House.
I think we have maybe a deal on Gaza, very close to a deal on Gaza.
One the president says would get Israeli hostages back and end the war.
It's going to be peace. I think we have a deal.
But he said similar things for months in late May.
We're very close to an agreement on Gaza.
And early July.
There's a very good chance that we'll have a settlement, an agreement of some kind this week and maybe next week if not.
There was no deal then, and there's been no let-up in the fight. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Speaking to the UN General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country must finish the job in Gaza.
The final elements, the final remnants of Hamas are holed up in Gaza City. They vow to repeat the atrocities of October 7th again and again and again.
Netanyahu accused countries supporting a Palestinian state of buckling under pressure. The Federal Reserve's favored inflation gauge accelerated slightly last month. His executive assistant says Robert Barnett has died. He was a powerhouse Washington attorney and was the literary representative for Barack and Michelle Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and dozens of other leaders. Robert Barnett was 79. Her daughter and the Cuban government says Assata Shakur has died. Born Joanne Chesimard, she was a Black liberation activist who was given political asylum in Cuba after her 1979 escape from a U.S. prison where she had been serving a life sentence for killing a police officer. In 2017, President Trump made this appeal to Cuba.
Return the fugitives from American justice, including the return of the cop killer, Joanne Chesimard.
This is AP News. Severe weather is hitting parts of Asia.
Another tropical storm, Bulalai, has barreled across the Philippine Islands, causing at least four deaths and evacuations of more than 430,000 people from landslide and flood-prone villages long battered by typhoons. Heavy rain and strong winds battered trees and buildings in Oriental Mindoro. Sound from video shot by Andre Martin Rivera catches a person carrying a child through floodwaters in the area. Bulalai made landfall in the Philippine town of San Policarpo in eastern Samar province late Thursday with sustained winds of 68 mph, knocking out power in east-central provinces and setting off flooding and two minor landslides, the country's disaster mitigation agency says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Humberto formed in the Atlantic but not close to land. More information at apnews.com. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.